Puna says, in a small canoe-like boat which has a sloped bottom and comes to a point, it's considered to be a karmelis because the area within 3 tvachim to the bottom to the floor of the boat is less than 4 tvachim wide, so the walls enclosing the significant area, which is 4x4, can't be said to have a floor to them. The walls are like suspended in mid-air with no floor. If the boat was 4 tvachim wide with within 3 tvachim to the bottom, then it would be considered rishus ayochid. Also, if someone fills the bottom of the boat with branches or items, thereby raising the floor to a point where the boat is 4 tvachim wide within 3 tvachim to the floor, it would likewise be a rishus hayochid. If Nachman asks, why don't we just say good achis and they're not suspended in the air, these walls, we find that this concept exists when you have a basket of 4x4 tvachim which is put on top of a pole in rishus harabim. We view the walls of the basket as continuing downward and creating rishus hayochid. If Yosef asks, how are you asking from that case? The Chacham argue in that case and say that the basket does not create rishus harabim. So why are you asking from that case? So Abaye said, the Rabbi said to Rabbi Yosef, even the Chachamim generally agree to the principle of Gerachas. We see this in a Braisa which says that if there's a post, a pole, which is a Rabbim, which is 10 tvachim tall, and 4x4 on the top, but less than 4x4 closer to the ground, it's considered to be a Rishus HaYochid, even according to Rabbanan, because we say Gerachas. The reason they argue in the case with the basket is because that's on top of a very, very narrow pole, and small animals can easily fit between the pole and the imaginary wall. Therefore, the imaginary wall, it's considered to be non-existent. However, in the case of the post is less than 4x4 closer to the ground, but it's considerably thicker than a regular pole, and therefore it doesn't leave enough room for an animal to get by. In our case of the boat, there are no small animals which will go by, and therefore the Rabbanim would agree that we should say good achas. So why, Taka, don't we say good achas over here? Rashi explains that the fish swimming in the area around the imaginary wall also don't create a problem, because we find elsewhere that fish don't create a problem of nullifying a wall. So anyways, that's where we're left with that question. Mishnah said, Sfinois kshurois. If the ships are tied together, of course, it's pasha you can carry from one to the other. What's the chiddush? Rava says the Mishnah is allowing carrying from one ship to the next via a small canoe-like boat that is wedged in between them. Rav Safra asks, but the Mishnah says you're allowed to carry from one to the other with no mention of a small boat in between. He says the chiddush is that if the boats are owned by different people, you're allowed to make an Erev and carry from one to the other. Braisa agrees and says you're allowed to carry between ships if they're tied together and an Eir is made. If they become untied, then you're not allowed to carry between them. If they're retied on Shabbos, which shouldn't be done, but whether B'shoigu Mezid, Berotzin, or not, you're allowed to carry between them. Similarly, if one hung mats to make an enclosed area in Rishus HaRabim for people to use and then made an Eir between them, so you're allowed to carry from one area to the other. If the mats are rolled up, you're no longer allowed to carry from one to the other. If they're rolled back down together, whether B'shoigu Mezid Mezid willingly, mistakenly, you are allowed to carry them even that Shabbos, carry in those areas. Where yes, we find that Rav Nachman says if the mats are rehung on Shabbos, they do not make that it's mutter to carry in between them. Mura says he only disallowed carrying when the mats were rehung b'mezid. The Rabbanim were going to prevent people from purposely hanging them on Shabbos. And even the Braisa doesn't mean that one can carry if they were rehung b'mezid. It means that they are considered Rishus HaYochid. And one who throws into them from Rishus HaRabim would be chayiv. Shmuel says the boats are considered to be tied together even if they're only tied together with sewing threads. Furthermore, if the strings hold the boats together, it's obvious they're considered tied together. If they don't hold if the string is not strong enough to hold them together, then why are they considered tied together? Gemara says the string can really, they're talking about where the string could hold the boats together. Shmuel says this only to exclude something else he says about a ship becoming tameh when it's held in place by a string that is partly under the same roof as a mace. Shmuel says over there that the string in that case must be a metal chain. The reason is metal is it retains the same level as of tumas mace as the item that's giving it the tumah. Meaning if it's with the mace, it becomes an aviyah voice as well. Therefore, if it's under the same roof as a mace, like we said, it becomes an aviyah voice of tumah, which then makes the ship an avatuma, and then makes the cargo on the ship a rishon l'tuma. But if the string is not metal, the string would only become an av itself. The ship would then become a rishon, and it could not make the cargo tame. However, for purposes of Shabbos, as long as the ships are held together, it doesn't make a difference what material the string is made of.